Good morning, and welcome back to America's Leaders from Coast to Coast, the 250th Anniversary Edition. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah.
We are heading to the Garden State today, New Jersey, specifically the 7th District. This is the land of wealthy suburbs, rolling horse farms, and arguably the most stressful commute in America. We are profiling a man who carries one of the most famous last names in Northeast politics. We are talking about Republican Tom Kean Jr.
The Kean dynasty. You really cannot overstate how big that name is in New Jersey. His father, Tom Kean Sr., was the governor in the 1980s, and he left office with a 70% approval rating. He is the gold standard for moderate Republicanism. He was the guy who chaired the 9/11 commission. So Tom Kean Jr. has walked in those giant footsteps his entire life. His grandfather was a congressman. His ancestors were in the Continental Congress. Politics isn't just a career for him. It is the family business.
And Kean Jr. has spent 20 years in the trenches himself. He was the minority leader in the New Jersey State Senate for years. He ran for U.S. Senate and lost. He ran for the House and lost. And then finally, in 2022, he won this seat. But the big test was 2024. He faced a really tough challenger in Sue Altman, who is a well-known progressive activist. A lot of pundits thought Kean might lose because it was a presidential election year and New Jersey usually goes blue. But he won. And he won decisively, by about 7 points. That is a huge margin in a swing district.
It proved that his strategy works. And his strategy is fascinating. He is the quiet man of Congress. I mean that literally. Reporters joke about how fast he walks in the hallways to avoid them. He almost never gives interviews to national cable news. In a party full of people trying to be the next viral star on TikTok or Fox News, Kean is trying to be invisible. It's a survival strategy. If he goes on TV and defends the hard right, he loses the moderates in Westfield. If he attacks the hard right, he gets primaried. So he just doesn't talk about the drama. He talks about tunnels instead.
The tunnels. This is the core of his legislative identity. He is obsessed with the commute.
He has to be. The 7th District is a commuter district. Thousands of his constituents take NJ Transit into Manhattan every single day. And if you have ever ridden the Raritan Valley line, you know the pain. You have to get off the train at Newark Penn Station, run down the stairs, run up another set of stairs, and wait for a different train to get to New York. It adds 20 or 30 minutes to the commute. It's miserable. Kean introduced the One Seat Ride Act in 2025. It basically directs the Department of Transportation to study and fund a way to let those trains go directly into NYC. For a commuter in Summit or Westfield, that matters way more than who is Speaker of the House.
He frames it as an economic issue, too. He argues that property values in his district are tied to that commute. If the train is bad, people move away. And speaking of property, he made a big move in 2026 on housing.
The MIHA Act. Make American Housing Affordable. It's a clever acronym. He introduced this bill to create a tax credit for first-time homebuyers, up to $10,000 for couples. This is a pivot for him. Republicans usually talk about cutting corporate taxes, but Kean is talking about middle-class affordability. He knows that young families can't afford to buy homes in New Jersey anymore. It shows he is trying to broaden the GOP's appeal to younger voters who are locked out of the market.
We should also talk about his foreign policy, because he is surprisingly hawkish. He sits on the Foreign Affairs Committee.
This is where he breaks from the isolationist wing of his party. He is a traditional Reagan Republican when it comes to the world. In the 119th Congress, he introduced the Repo Implementation Act. This is a bill that would allow the U.S. to seize frozen Russian assets, billions of dollars sitting in banks, and use that money to fund Ukraine's defense. He argues that Putin should pay for his own war. It's a very aggressive stance, but it fits his brand. He believes America needs to lead the world, not retreat from it.
Let's go back to the district demographics for a second, because NJ07 is unique. It's wealthy, it's educated, but it's also weirdly split.
It is the Battle of the Burbs. You have the eastern part of the district, Union County, towns like Westfield and Summit, which are very wealthy, very socially liberal, but fiscally conservative. These are the people who hate high taxes, but also hate chaos. Then you go west to Hunterdon and Warren counties, and it gets rural. You see farms, you see Trump 2024 signs. Keene has to balance those two worlds. He has to be conservative enough for the farmers in Warren County, but moderate enough for the bankers in Summit. That is why he focuses so hard on the SALT tax deduction.
The SALT deduction is the holy grail in New Jersey. That stands for state and local tax deduction. When the GOP capped it in 2017, it raised taxes on almost everyone in Keene's district. He has spent his entire time in Congress fighting his own party leadership to get that cap lifted. He has to tell his voters, "I'm a Republican, but I'm fighting the Republican tax bill." It's a difficult tightrope walk.
But so far, he is walking it successfully. His win in 2024 proved that the Keene name still means something. He might be quiet, but he is effective. He is the guy who shows up to the ribbon cutting for a new bridge, not the guy who shows up to the cable news fight.
The quiet dynasty continues.
And hopefully he gets that one-seat ride eventually.
That is our profile for New Jersey's 7th. Stay tuned for our next profile. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.